It is really cool on Static this evening to have a cool guy, Dane from Cool Sounds from Melbourne. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
I'm very excited to have you and happy to have a new Cool Sounds album in 2021, Dane. It's amazing to think that the way that you wrote this album, Bystander, is now an outmoded or unavailable process to other Australian bands, because this one you wrote while you were travelling around Europe, which seems like such a foreign concept in 2021.
Yeah, I hadn't really thought about it like that, but I guess it could take a fair while before anyone can recreate it. Yeah, I wrote it 2019 while I was overseas in Europe playing shows with the band and then going on a little holiday as well.
Such carefree times. Who would have thought, you know?
Yeah, very carefree.
And what a way to go out, to have written an album while you were travelling around Europe as well. I mean, how the hell do you find time to write an album cramped in a tour van speeding down an autobahn? Is it really achievable?
I think it is. You got a lot of hours to kill. I think it's easier to write when there's lots going on, people chatting about different topics and seeing a bunch of things you haven't seen before. It's very inspiring compared to like sitting in your bedroom and trying to come up with stuff.
Did you see this thing coming? Did you know you were going to write a record when you were on tour in Europe, or did you suddenly find yourself just wanting to put pen to paper while you were there?
I think more so it just kind of happened. I often have, to some extent, a theme or something. It doesn't have to be lyrically. More often than not, it's musically, but something that I want to focus on with an album. And with this one, I just was like, I really want to write all the lyrics before I pick up any instruments, because I've never done that before. And I think hopefully that it comes out with some good stuff and some different stuff to usual.
Is that because you're not writing words to fit into a song, so you can probably be more verbose or veer off in different tangents that you wouldn't be able to if you were wrapping those words around a pre-written song?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's much easier. I think once you've finished writing all the lyrics, then you're kind of a bit stuck and you're like, oh no, I've got like pages of words that I have to somehow fit. Where like usually sort of write some music and it's like try and fit as few words as possible. It was a good process.
And it was a good process to show off the Cool Sounds European travelogue, Dane, on this album. Because a couple of the songs, both South of France and Netherlands, are picturesque, at least in title, although Netherlands is a song about nationalism and hate crimes, and the chorus of South of France largely mentions feeling sick there. So it's kind of good and bad aspects of the continent is what's got into the lyrics of this album too.
Yeah, I was sick when I went to the South of France, but it's far more political or like social commentary than I've ever done anything close to in the past. And I think it was just being away from Australia that kind of gave me a better chance to reflect on it, its qualities, its flaws, and what we're kind of like doing as a country.
Yeah, some artists can go away from Australia and get nostalgic about it, but I like the fact that South of France really is about having that experience of going somewhere for the first time, but also feeling you know it already from experiencing it all through books and films and art before you got there, right?
Yeah, that song kind of came a bit together. I think I sort of attributed mostly to my parents, who like I caught up with while I was in the South of France. My dad just kept saying that he thought he'd been here, which he'd never had. Like I'd just seen it before in all the paintings. So like that was kind of where the song kind of started.
But it can be that thing when you go overseas, it's almost like a sense of deja vu going to some of these places you've heard and read so much about.
Yeah, yeah, I definitely get that vibe when you go somewhere that is pretty well known. And as you said, a lot of literature or films based on it, something like Paris, I guess. For me, it was less about that and just seeing and feeling similarities that I guess you don't expect when you go somewhere. And you're like, it's going to be different. Everyone's going to have different attitudes or live a different lifestyle. But in a lot of respects, things are pretty similar, at least in Europe compared to Australia, in a lot of places, and everywhere has a lot of similar issues that they're facing. But I guess often sightseeing and driving around to places, for me, often doesn't give me like a great experience. It's nothing like mind-blowing or anything. It's if you get the luxury of staying in a place for a while, I think that's when you gain something from going there. And when we were playing shows and it was like drive to a town and look at the biggest site in the afternoon that's in the town and then play the show, it was really fun. But I was like, I've seen this before on, I don't know, some TV or the internet or something.
You're a hard man to impress, Dane.
Yeah, maybe.
And Dane, I know that you've also mentioned some of the artists you were listening to while you were in the European tour van, and you said that you worked more on your lyrics. I noticed that David Berman was on your list of listening, and I'm guessing that in the last couple of years, since the last Cool Sounds record, something like the Purple Mountains album would have come along and made an impression on you. So was someone like that and his writings a bit more of a touchstone for you in terms of thinking about how you could write songs?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think he's probably one of the best of all time at writing songs. Like, lyrics are amazing. And yeah, after he passed away, I was over in Europe at the time. I'd listened to Silver Jews a fair bit, but we just started playing, especially the Purple Mountains album, kind of on repeat in the van. And he's a pretty amazing songwriter and definitely inspiring.
You've also seemed to really nail narrowing in on vignettes of the everyday on this record yourself, placing yourself in places or circumstances from your life with a lot of clarity, whether that's playing Jenga in a craft beer bar in the title track, or even hearing Boys of Summer playing the background in a bathroom on Human Statue. So are you thinking more about how you can take some of those everyday occurrences and then make them something special in a song?
Yeah, I am. And it was kind of handy that a lot of those things were happening when I was writing. It's a good thing to put in very realistic snapshots, putting you in the picture. And whenever something came up where I was in a situation, even just slightly uncanny, I'd often like jot something down.
You were running to write down some memories.
Yes, extremely boring memories of having a coffee and for some reason Boys of Summer being played in the bathroom. Yeah.
Are you thinking more and becoming more of a self-analytic person as you get older as well? And also more confident in your songwriting? I mean, Colours of Protest is a great self-examination. Its lyrics, I wish I wasn't getting any older. I wish I could socialise when sober. It seems like you're thinking more about your own place in the world.
Yeah, I am. I don't know how much that'll continue. But yeah, it's something I think about a lot. In that kind of respect, one of my friends, Lachlan Denton, who used to be in the Ocean Party, I feel like he taps into that style of writing really, really well. And that's someone I definitely kind of take inspiration from. So I do to an extent. I'm not sure how much it'll continue in songwriting, at least. It will definitely in my own life. But yeah.
You might have covered all your own insecurities by your fifth album, Dane. You might have to move on to something else.
I'm not sure about that.
And although you said that you had written the lyrics before you set out on creating the music for this album, it feels like some of that travelling has fed into the record too. I love Church Bells in terms of its motoric krautrock pulse. And I'd like to think, you know, somewhere in Germany, something entered your brain to make that song sound the way it does by the time you got back here.
Yeah, but it's not as romantic as that. I sort of give a lot of credit to Snowy, who mixed the album, for like turning that song into what it is. He sort of had a bit of a hand in like in that kind of krautrock vibe and like making it somewhat lo-fi and weird.
You're giving away all your secrets, Dane. This is very unromantic to find out that a guy from Wagga is your biggest krautrock influence.
Yeah, I mean, Wagga has the best krautrock bands in Australia, I think.
Well, here's to international borders opening up again sometime soon as well, so maybe you can do a bit more writing and thinking about making records on the other side of the world again.
Yeah, hopefully. I can't wait. I'm excited to get back overseas and play shows again just in Australia more than anything.
Well, that's an exciting thing to know. You have locked in a Sydney date, and I don't know if I want to jinx it by saying it out loud, but the Vanguard, Saturday the 29th of May, is what you're working towards to have Cool Sounds back in Sydney, which is so exciting.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I reckon there's at least a 50% chance it'll go ahead.
All right. I don't want to take bets. I don't want to jinx it. But for now, we might have a listen to Planes off the album, which I know not to ask, are you okay, from listening to this song now. Apparently, there are three words that fill you with pain. So I'll never ask if you're okay again, but it was nice to talk to you about Bystander on Static this evening, Dane.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Fingers and toes crossed for Cool Sounds in Sydney in May. And this is Planes now on Static. Thanks.
No worries. Thanks for having me.